The Voice from Jerusalem presents Yuval Shomron's program, Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from the studios of the High Adventure Global Broadcasting Network in Jerusalem. The Promised Land is definitely a biblical idea. In fact, it is mentioned 9 times in the Bible. Let's look at a very famous passage, often quoted, but seldom fulfilled. Deuteronomy 6, 3-12. O Israel, you should listen and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you and that you may multiply greatly, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. And you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Then it shall come about, when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, great and splendid cities which you did not build, and houses full of all good things which you did not fill, and hewn cisterns which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Then watch yourself, lest ye forget the Lord who brought you up from the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery. Along with every gift comes a certain responsibility. For instance, I recently promised an aquarium to my youngest son for his 9th birthday, and being a good father, I delivered on my oath. However, before making such a serious purchase, I sat down with my little boy and explained the work that goes into maintaining a healthy fish tank. I also emphasized that it was he and not I who would be doing the overseeing of the colorful little swimmer's well-being. In the same way, our Heavenly Father gave Israel an owner's manual for the upkeep of the Promised Land. It explains in great detail both the spiritual and physical preparations to be carried out in order to properly care for this great gift. Over history, various generations of the inheritors of this land either succeeded or failed miserably at their task. The Promised Land was lost and regained numerous times. According to many prophecies, this current return to the Promised Land should be the last and final conquering of both the land and of the spirit of the Israeli people. It is up to them to read the manual, God's Word, and to keep this precious piece of property living, thriving, and reviving. By the way, in none of the 9 passages I referred to is the literal word for promise actually used. In many cases, the word is sworn, which is basically the same idea. In Deuteronomy 6, it actually just says, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has spoken to you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Of course, if God speaks something, it is as good as a promise. What we can learn from this is that we cannot go to the Heavenly Father like bratty little kids and say, but you promised. Take heart, by searching the scriptures and cross-referencing them with recent history, we can rest assured that God does, in fact, intend that Israel inherit the land and prosper. All Israel has to do is follow the instructions that came in the box.
Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.hebrewhighlights.com.